Listening 246. Listen and read. The Costume Makers.
It was 2 weeks before the Venice Carnival, and everyone was very excited about it. The streets were crowded and lanterns were hanging from balconies. People put up decorations on the houses and on the boats on the canals. Mr. Mamprin was a costume maker. He had a beautiful store with his wife, Carla, and their two children, Elena and Piero. But 1 week before the carnival, Mr. Mamprin and his wife were sick.
"We will open the store for you," said Elena.
Piero nodded.
"Don't worry, father."
"Thank you, children," he said.
Elena and Piero went to the store in the morning and spoke to the two salespeople, Maria and Lorenzo.
"We have to get these costumes ready for the carnival," said Piero. "If we all work together, we will finish the work."
Elena, Piero, Maria, and Lorenzo shared the jobs. Elena was good at sewing, and Piero was good at cutting. Maria and Lorenzo were good at decorating. Everybody was busy making costumes, masks, and hats. There was so much happening that they didn't see a customer walk inside the store. "Hello, can you make me a costume for the carnival like this?" she asked Piero, and she pointed at a drawing. It was a beautiful silk costume, and it was very detailed. Piero wasn't sure. He was worried about how much work they had to do before the carnival. It would be very difficult to make another costume. Then Elena spoke.
"We'll make your costume," she said. "If father hadn't been sick, he would have said yes."
Elena, Piero, Maria, and Lorenzo worked night and day for 1 week. Finally, the costumes were ready. The children went home. They were exhausted, but happy.
"We finished everything on time with Maria and Lorenzo's help," Piero said.
"I am very proud of you," said Mr. Mamprin.
The family stood on their balcony. They watched the parade and the fireworks, listened to music, and smelled the delicious food.
"I love the carnival," said Elena.